This is a production of Cornell University.
Welcome to the Shortcut Early Bird Podcast, presented in partnership with the New York State Turfgrass Association. On today's episode, we'll cover the effects a looming warm-up will have on disease, insects, and weeds. Enjoy. We're here with Dr. Rossi. Frank, let's start with the weather update. As you said, our worst fears are going to be realized this upcoming week, sounds like.
That's right, Carl. Remember, you know, all the time we had spring wet conditions, cool wet conditions. I said all of a sudden, boom, it's going to become summer. And the problems that we have with these cloudy, rainy conditions that persisted is, you know, thin, weak leaves, shallow root systems. Everybody should be checking their rooting depth, right? Because our forecast is now indicating we're going to be 10 degrees above normal in the Sunday to Wednesday time frame. It looks like we're going to be pushing 90. At the same time, the sun is going to the high part of the sky. And oddly enough, and I think this is what's going to be a shock to everybody, you know, when it gets to be 70 and 80 degrees, that's normal temperature. And we're going 10 degrees above that. It's been 10 degrees below that for the last few weeks. So now we're talking about 20 degrees above where it is right now. So I think that's where the big shocker for everybody's going to come is the heat. And that's going to bring a variety of pest problems that we heard about on the call.
Yeah, so let's start with the disease. As you said, poor rooting is probably what we've seen to this point in the season. Now that we're going to have this stress on the turf, as you said earlier offline, it's going to be a way to evaluate what kind of stress your turf can take now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then the root pathogens are a good way to do that. We did get a report from Marie on the east end of Long Island that her and Tamsin have diagnosed some summer patch in lawns. I remember last week Rich Buckley was talking about take all patch right on schedule in bent grass, which means that there's enough stress and enough infection to cause plants to demonstrate those symptoms. And, you know, it's actually not very tough growing conditions. So as the growing conditions get tougher, any compromise of the root zone is going to show up even more. I would expect those patch diseases to get worse. But on the other hand, I expect the foliar diseases to get better, right? As we start to dry out, the grass canopies will start to dry out. That'll reduce the amount of leaf wetness that they have. And hopefully we'll grow out of some of this red thread, rust, powdery mildew, and even some dust. Starting growing out of some dollar spot, but that did sound like it was getting a little bit more severe, which led to some of the issues with ABW that we discussed.
Yeah, so we heard reports from multiple people about larvae and pupa and starting to see the different generations, even on the edges of fairways and in the middle of fairways too.
That's exactly right. And where now you're seeing the spread of generations, you'll probably, when the weather gets bad, start to see damage associated with the first generation that you might not have reduced the population enough from an application, right? It might not be late. You still can make a larvicide application. I was reading Pat Vittum's landscape message, and she said you can still make those larvicide applications in many areas throughout the Northeast. We urge you to do that because if these stressful conditions keep coming, the turf's going to weaken and ABW will be more susceptible. The plants will be more likely to show the damage even from some mild feeding. So do the best you can if you still have some options to get some insect control out. And anything that talks about weakening the turf might lead to more weeds, Carl, right? So we're going to wrap up with a comment about crabgrass.
Yeah, it seems like perfect conditions for crabgrass coming up. What can you say about that?
Right. So as soon as the sun comes up, the soil is going to warm. Our turf, the cool season grasses are probably going to slow just a little bit. Bare areas, you'll be able to see those little crabgrass plants. And just remember the conversations we've had to date, get those early post applications out. You got a lot more options before those plants start to get big, especially in the state of New York. You can make your post-emergent applications, and this is done through good scouting. Scouting, monitoring, keeping an eye on your populations, getting on your hands and knees, looking at the plants that are in the canopy. If you've got little plants, it's time to make that application before things get worse, Carl. So we're going to have our hands full from what's been a quiet landscape moving into what could be noisy if the weather hits it pretty hard.
That's right. And I think we got it all covered today, Frank. Diseases, weeds, insects. That seems like a good place to stop on today's episode of Shortcut Early Bird Podcast, which is presented in partnership with the New York State Turfgrass Association. We'd also invite people to check us out on Twitter and Facebook, where we provide daily turfgrass updates. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for today's episode. We'll see you next week.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.